What's good? This is Track with your producer with another amazing episode of the Unsigned Artist Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the number one issue that independent artists have. So, I've been online promoting my music for the last 2 years. I was making music before then for about 15 years. So you may say, you know, you've been making music for 15 years. Why haven't you blown up? And it's because I suffered from this issue. And I don't want it to happen to you. Don't waste 10, 5, 2, any time spinning your wheels doing this. So the thing that really made my music suffer is a lack of searching for music promotion and marketing education. I had no idea. This is the most important aspect of being an artist or a producer. Now, I understand we're creative. We're not generally business people. We're not advertisers. We're not marketers. But if you do not educate yourself on this, you're going to spend years making music and not going anywhere. This is key. It's just as important as learning to play your piano, learning how to rap your bars, learn how to sing. They go hand in hand. And still to this day, being online, I see artists every single day saying, I just don't know how to market my music. I put it out. I have these issues. No one's listening. I don't understand. But that's because they don't even take the time to learn the knowledge. You gotta be ready every single day to learn about this until you become good enough to be able to get results with your music. Now, the thing about marketing music is that when you are looking for results, you're not looking for the same results as a major artist when you're independent. See, that's the thing that really sets a lot of artists and producers back, is because they're gonna have the results that, hey, they marketed, they did these activities, and now why is it that they're not number one on the billboards? Look, to even get onto the billboards is gonna cost you tens of thousands of dollars in marketing and just knowing the right people that will get you onto these playlists, YouTube playlists, a lot of different things to actually generate enough sales within that first week to get onto the Billboard charts. That's what's key. So that goal is something that as an independent artist is gonna be the same as you winning the Powerball or Mega Million or something like that. It's slim to none. But marketing your music consistently to build a fan base that is gonna go to your shows, buy your merchandise, that is possible. That is definitely possible. And those are the things you should be shooting for. And you should be looking for the knowledge to know how to market your music. And there's so many resources. You got things, obviously YouTube, and you wanna actually go through the comments of the videos that you watch on YouTube about music marketing and see what people are actually saying. Not everything you hear is gonna be good advice. Look at the comments, look at what people that have actually taken the advice have seen, what results have they gotten, and then you can know if it's something that's valuable for your music business. There's also other resources like Udemy, Skillshare, and there's a lot of courses out there on those sites that can help you to understand the landscape of marketing your music. There's books, there's the one of the best resources, which is a music community, be it on Instagram, Facebook group, Twitter, but just speaking to other artists is gonna get you a lot of information. And I think that's one of the most valuable resources to actually learn how to promote yourself and market your music. But you gotta be learning about this subject, or again, you're gonna spend over a decade, like I did, just making music and not going anywhere. It's absolutely not gonna go anywhere. You can be the next Dr. Dre, you could be the next Tupac, Biggie, Drake, Jay-Z, whoever it is. If you're not learning this subject, forget about it. You're making music for no reason. I promise you, you're gonna waste a lot of time, a lot of energy, and you're just gonna be discouraged. So they go hand in hand. As much as you do music, it should be equally as much of you learning how to market and promote yourself. There's no way around this. If you don't want to listen to me, you're gonna pay the price later. I promise you. Again, I've done it, and everyone that I run into, I let them know about this because I don't want this to happen to someone else, you know? And that's what you should do. If you learn something that could change someone else's life and benefit them in a positive way, let them know. So that's really been an episode. Go out there today. Learn something about music marketing, learn about branding, and just immerse yourself in this knowledge. Again, just as much as you do music, if you do music every day, there should be a time dedicated every day to learning more about this information, or again, speaking to artists to learn what they do and how they have had success with promoting their music. So that's been the episode. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach me on all social platforms at Your Producer. Again, that's on all platforms. And if you need beats, mixing, hey, I even do custom beats, go to yourproducer.com. That's been our episode. I'll see you next time.